Steve Bailey doing a wonderful job back in studio control. That's the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme song. And it works really well in this situation because it's, you know, there's two guys here at the United Way of Greater Lorain County who have shaved heads, Steve as well. So it kind of applies to all three of us involved in this equation. We welcome in our very first guest of today's show. We've got Kurt Hernan with Speak of the Devil joining us. Kurt, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Great day. Beautiful outside. Can't complain.
It is gorgeous out there. Now, Speak of the Devil, for those who have not heard of you guys, tell us what you're all about.
We're essentially we like to say we're a neighborhood cocktail bar in downtown Lorain. We try to keep that neighborhood feel, that Cheers-like feel. But we do specialize in doing everything craft. We squeeze every juice. We squeeze, make all of our own syrups. Everything's fresh. Everything's made in-house. So we try to kind of take people back to an era when cocktails were sort of treated like food. You know, you really took your time to build the cocktail and introduce people to new flavors.
Very good stuff. Now, I know putting Speak of the Devil here in Lorain was a very important thing for you. You mentioned that you guys have been around for about 18 months.
18
you were telling
months.
Me before we came on the year. What was it about being in Lorain that was so important to you?
Well, we made it our home 28 years ago. I was an air traffic controller at the time. We raised our family here. And it's hard not to fall in love with the city. I mean, when you spend any amount of time here, you see the people, you see what's going on around here. We just wanted to be some small piece of change to see the city move forward. And, you know, we had a cocktail catering company. We built a following. And when the time came, we decided, you know, let's invest. Let's do this. Let's give Lorain something, you know, that we thought they deserved.
An air traffic controller, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
25 years.
Holy cow. All right. So when you put, we should note that when Kurt put his headsets on, this was kind of a throwback
flashback.
For you, right?
Yeah, flashback.
Yeah,
flashback.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good stuff. Now, I want to go back to something that you had mentioned to WKYC back in November. They did a nice article on you guys. And one of the things you mentioned in the article was that after the opening week, you guys kind of had an uh-oh moment.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Explain that whole process to me and what's essentially changed since opening up.
We thought we'd open the doors kind of quietly, slowly. We had four employees total, four of us working there. Kitchen, myself, our bartender Angie, and Paige was doing all the serving, my wife. And day one, it filled up completely. And we realized, like, day two, it filled up even more. And we started to realize, oh, this isn't going to work with just four of us. We've got to figure this out. So fortunately, we opened on December 17th. A week later, our son was home from OU at college, and we said, you're a dishwasher now. You got a job. You got a Christmas job. So we put him to work, and we started realizing it just kept growing. The ball kept going. The snowball kept rolling. It got bigger and bigger, which is nice. We started to be able to employ a few other people, a couple of high school kids doing dishes, brought some other servers on board, which made us feel like a real business right away, you know, that we were able to employ people and, you know, kind of embrace the idea of we are bigger than we thought, and the city really responded much better than we ever imagined.
And you guys do a lot of wonderful things, community events that certainly need to be noted here. I believe it's called Books and Brews, right? That's
correct.
The collaboration you guys do with the Lorain Library, is that right?
Yep, the library approached us. They want to do a book club. They've tried to do a book club for a few years and realized that they needed a venue. People don't want to just go to the library. So they approached us. We said, absolutely, let's do it. We're on over a year of doing that now. We did a series of trivia events with the Lorain Historic Society last year. We did Climate and Cocktails with Max Schaefer, who's from the Ohio Environmental Council. So we take very seriously not just being a bar, but a community center, a place where ideas and thoughts and people can gather and share those ideas and thoughts. So it's important to us. It really is that everyone feels a bit of ownership of the place.
Kurt Hernan with Speak of the Devil joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Spotlight on Lorain, coming your way today from the United Way of Greater Lorain County. You were talking about a lot of the events that you guys have hosted recently. I want to spotlight one that you guys recently hosted. Correct me if I'm wrong. It was this past weekend, right? You had comedian Jason Lawhead on, right?
Absolutely.
And he's a Lorain guy too, isn't he?
Lorain guy, become a good friend. My wife and I used to work over at the Palace Theater for a little bit, brought him in for a show there. A friendship developed, and he comes back once every summer. And his goal now is to every year bring another national headlining comic. He had a gentleman in from Chicago, very, very funny. In addition to that, he'll pull two local comics and give them a few minutes on stage, give them some exposure. So it's very cool. Jason came back, saw what we were doing. He really appreciated that was happening in his hometown. He realized that when he started out as a comic, there was no place in Lorraine to kind of get your feet wet. So he's very appreciative of that. So we're really thankful to have a friend like that who comes back from California, and he intends on continuing doing it. I mean, every year, last year he brought Jimmy Schubert in from Philadelphia. The shows are fantastic. He's good. He curates a great show. You know, we get a really nice experience in there. So it's kind of fun. We kind of become we like to say we're kind of a Vegas nightclub. We turn the house twice. We'll do an early show and a late show. Not usual business for a bar, but we ticket it, close down, and whoever comes in, it's kind of fun. It's kind of a fun event.
I'm interested because the space seems pretty interesting to me, the fact that you can do all of those things. You can do your normal business. You can also have a show like that where a comics come in, and you also do things like book club gatherings.
Yeah.
That seems like a pretty interesting, flexible space.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a small, intimate space for sure, but we took a lot of our experiences we had when we were at the Palace Theater, you know, and kind of when we built the place out, we knew we wanted to provide some space for entertainment. We do a lot of local musicians. So we designed the space with the idea. You know, we brought some sound guys in that we met from the Palace and had them design the sound in the place. So we wanted to do everything at a top-notch experience kind of situation there. So so it does work out. And, you know, the longer we keep doing it, the more it keeps growing, the more interest in all these kind of events start to grow with it. So,
do you consider it a cocktail bar? Is that?
We always kind of push back on that. We're a bar.
Okay.
We're a neighborhood
Just
bar.
Just a neighborhood bar.
We
okay.
do really great cocktails. Cocktails are our focus. I'm a historian. In the cocktail world, you'll find there's two groups. There's sort of the mad scientists who like to play with stuff. And then there's guys like me who thinks that, you know, over the last 2,000 years of drinking, all the great cocktails that have been invented have pretty much been invented. I love the historical aspect of it. My whole interest in cocktails and spirits started from that history aspect. I really wasn't mixing drinks. I loved reading about the history of how this country kind of evolved and was built on, you know, beer and spirits. And I was able to sort of parlay that interest into this.
Okay. And do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite drink or a favorite cocktail? Is there one that comes to mind for you?
Boy, it's so simple. It's just an old fashioned made well.
Okay.
The perfect cocktail 300 years ago is still the perfect cocktail today.
Do you guys have creative names for some of your cocktails?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've come up with quite a few. Generally, our menus will kind of put a 4, 5, 6 classics on, and then myself and our two other bartenders will kind of work for a while and build some cocktails. We've had something that I did last winter called the Ginger Man, which was named after a novel. We have an entire list of tiki cocktails on this menu that are lyrics from songs. So we challenge people to see if they could tell, you know, where did I get this title from? Where did I get this name from? So we like to have fun with it all the time.
Nice. And I have to ask before we let you go, the name of the bar,
yeah.
Speak of the Devil, how did you guys come up with that? Where did that all come from?
It really was a Cheers moment. The TV show Cheers where, you know, Norm would walk in and everyone would go, "Hey, Norm." The idea was to take a colloquialism that meant, like, you know, you would start hanging out there. That person would hang out there, and soon you became friends. And then one day, after 8 months, you and Bob would be talking about Stan, and Stan would walk through the door because you guys come there all the time. And it would be, "Oh, speak of the devil, we were just talking about you." So we like taking that colloquialism and turning it into sort of like the motto of our bar. Like, you know, we want people to gather there enough that they get to know each other, that they might be talking about each other on a Friday afternoon, and they'll walk through the door. It's all about that community thing. So
I love the Cheers aspect, man.
Yeah.
Norm is far and away my favorite character. I don't know if you've had the chance to read George Wendt's book. He's got a book called Drinking with George. It's a short, easy read. Have you read it?
I have not read it yet. No.
I've never been a huge reader, but I got back into it, I don't know, about maybe 10 years or so ago. That was one of the first books I picked up.
Yeah.
And it was awesome because it was so short, it was easy, it was quick, and it was hilarious because it's George Wendt, right?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody really identifies George Wendt as anything but Norm from Cheers, right?
Norm from Cheers, yes.
Yeah. I mean, can you think of another role he played?
No.
It's hard. Yeah, it's really tough.
I think he was in one of the Fletch movies.
Okay.
The first Fletch movie I think he was in. But I'm a Fletch nut, so.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, but it's George Wendt. I mean, how could you go wrong with George Wendt?
You can't. No, and it is sort of the template. I grew up watching Cheers, and, you know, I really was into the historic side and doing really great craft cocktails. But then you realize a neighborhood bar is a neighborhood bar. It has to be approachable. It has to be friendly. You know, people have to have a good time there. And I always say, The one thing I never thought people would say about Speak of the Devil after we opened it, when I asked them what they thought of it, is, you know, I thought they'd say, oh, it's cool, all the drinks are great. The number one word people say is, it's fun. You know, and I would have never thought, like, oh, but then you realize, like, that's what we did it for. We want you to have fun. You know, it's a place like this should be a good time. So that's what we're trying to accomplish. We'll continue to keep, you know, trying to do that for people here.
Well, and that's interesting you say that, because they can get food anywhere. Mm-hmm. They can get a drink anywhere. But you can't have both of those things and have fun everywhere. So that's certainly what sets
Absolutely.
You guys apart, right?
Yes, hospitality. We treat you as house guests. You're there to hang out with us, and we're there to hang out with you. And that grows infectious, and pretty soon, you know, we have no TV, so people comment about that all the time. Like, and usually they take us aside, and they go, thank you for not having televisions. Because literally, if you walk into our bar when it's full on a Friday night, there's nobody on a phone. There's nobody staring without. Everyone's talking. It's loud in there. And we're proud of that. I mean, we've watched since the day we opened people who we knew separately become fast friends and groups of friends now that do things together outside of our bar. And that's really rewarding. That's really cool. So,
do you notice it's a lot of Lorraine folks, or is it?
It's kind of cool. I mean, it's cool. We're probably 60% Lorraine, but we're pulling people from everywhere because of what we do. A couple of our regulars, a couple who has really, really become dear friends of ours, they come from Avon Lake, and I never forget the first time they came out. They go, you know, we never turn left on Route 6. We never, ever turn left. And now we do it every weekend. And I'm like, that's kind of cool. I mean, it's really kind of cool to see that. So Avon Lake, we definitely pull a lot of folks from there. Amherst, last weekend we had a bunch of people from Huron. I even had a guy drive all the way over from Mentor when we first opened.
Wow.
So,
okay.
He was a cocktail nut, and he said he always checks out the newest places. And I was like, well, that's a heck of a drive for a drink. We better make you a good drink.
You're talking two counties away,
yeah.
Man. Absolutely.
So it's cool. It's cool.
Very cool stuff. Kurt, this is a lot of fun, man.
Appreciate
Thank you so
it,
much
man.
For stopping in. This is a blast.
Absolutely.